4.5 cents per gallon from 288 down to about 283. We're staring at the lowest average that we've seen nationally since the beginning of May.
Hawaii still has the highest price at 375 a gallon, followed by California at 361. Then it was Alaska at 337. I'm John Clemens.
A new study by Rentop.com has named Chicago as the rat capital of America, with a total of just over 50,000 rat complaints in 2017. The study compared complaints from Boston, Chicago, New York City, Washington, D.C., and found that Chicago topped the list with just over 1,800 complaints per 100,000 residents. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need 100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
Mechanical inspector Stephen Paul said he warned the company operating the now capsized duck boat in Missouri about massive design flaws and safety issues about a year before the accident happened on Thursday that killed 17 people and injured others. Paul shares one of the boat's major design flaws.
There's water coming up into the exhaust, and what's going to happen is the engine's going to seize up from having water in it, and then no propulsion, the boat's not going to move.
Paul, who served in the Army 6 years as a diesel mechanic, was hired by Ripley Entertainment to inspect 24 duck boats last year. Paul says he hopes at least there is something good that can come from this tragedy.
If anything good can come from this accident, it would be the two agencies, the Department of Transportation and the U.S. Coast Guard, come together and create some sort of standard for amphibious vehicles.
Just by a nose, there's a new number one at the box office. USA Radio Network's Wendy King tells us who did and didn't make it to the top spot.
The most watched movie over the weekend is not Mamma Mia.
Long time ago, different life.
Now you come back.
Yes, I'm looking for something.
Equalizer 2, starring Denzel Washington, edged out Meryl Streep and Cher in the Mamma Mia sequel. Coming in at number 3, Hotel Transylvania 3. Number 4, Ant-Man and the Wasp. Number 5 is The Incredibles 2, and number 6, Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
The weather for Flemington today, 82 of high, 72 of low, mostly cloudy. Look out for those thunderstorms and keep bringing your umbrella everywhere so you don't get wet. Tomorrow we can look forward to a few showers off and on, a high of 82, a low of 72, and Wednesday, guess what? Showers and a heavier thunderstorm we can expect. 78 of high, 69 of a low.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
All right, welcome to Girl Boss with Devin LeCompte and Deb Hill, filling in for Brooke Sellis for the summer. Two women on a mission to support ladies in the workplace, climbing the corporate ladder or looking to be the girl boss of their own company. With a combined 10 years of being girl bosses, they'll lend insight to what it's like to be a woman leading the way at work today and answer your burning questions about being a girl boss. Hey, Devin.
Hey, Deb. I am running a little behind getting a setup on Facebook Live, so I'm going to let you start the show today.
Oh.
And bring our guest in, and I will be right back. Excuse me.
Oh, fine. Okay, this is exciting for me. One of my good friends is here with us today, and a wonderful entrepreneur in our local area. And as well as online, she does great work. You have to catch her. This is my friend Marie Andy. Hi, Marie.
Hi, Deb.
You're so funny. Marie owns Her Fitness. It's tell us what Her Fitness is,
Marie. Her Fitness is group personal training for women, and we want to help them get healthy, fit, and strong. So
that's wonderful. I love that. And how do you help them get healthy, fit, and strong?
Through changing what they have, changing how they think, mm-hmm. changing their exercise. Mm-hmm. Most of them aren't doing any exercise when they come to me, and how they think about food and exercise. And so it's mindset, exercise, nutrition. That's kind of what we talk about all the time. And yes. it's group personal training. So the focus is exercise, mm-hmm. and then we bring in those other components and lifestyle changes too. I forgot to mention that, but
you know what? I've been to your classes and they are absolutely outstanding.
Thank
and
you.
I think I always say attitude is everything, and that is where you begin. That's where I see. Well, when I step into your place, I can feel an attitude change immediately.
Positive.
Even when I speak to you or I see anything on that you post. And any of your videos, a lot of it's got a great can-do attitude. And I'm wondering how you keep that great attitude all the time, because it's so consistent. And it shows consistently in your business.
Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I try to stay inspired myself by reading other people's work and watching other people and looking at changes and positive things that have happened in other people's lives and how fitness and nutrition and lifestyle makes a difference. Mm-hmm. And I guess I'm just a believer in that you have to just always keep trying. You know, there's always
right.
There's something you can do. It's just, I don't know where it came from, Deb. I just...
It sounds like a lot of great places to me. I love all the places you get it from. You just have this consistent passion and undercurrent of energy that it just spreads to your customers. So
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. I am passionate about helping them and other people. It's almost because I'm so angry that people are so unhealthy.
Okay, that was what I was going to ask you next. Like, why did you get into the business to begin with? What's your passion that keeps that burning?
That's two questions.
Is it?
Okay. Yes.
Why did you get into it in the first place?
Because really, really simple, a long, long time ago, I didn't want to be fat.
Oh,
and I know that
yeah.
seems that's like a bad word these days, but fat, you know, yes. people are insulted by it, but it's... You know, you can be over fat and it's not healthy and it leads to disease and poor quality of life.
Totally.
And that's like when I was very young, that was my main motivation.
Wow.
But I was young. I was, you know, college and searching for a major that was going to be fulfilling.
Mm-hmm.
And I jumped around from my majors and then I found exercise science, sports studies, and I liked it. I love anatomy.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what sold me. And so when I was very young, it was like, well, you know, if I join a, or if I become this professional, it will have to keep me in line.
Yeah. Actually, I'm totally there with you on that because, you know, I do the nutrition coaching and it really does help keep you in line when you have to
yeah.
walk the walk.
Yeah.
You know?
And... You know, I was very self-conscious. I had low self-esteem when I was younger. And as I've grown, that's changed. And I've realized how fitness and nutrition makes a difference in that. And
yeah, it's
being
quite amazing.
Fit and being healthy and having a good quality of life and the ability to do things because I have a certain amount of strength or... you know, because I practice things in the gym, you know, that's important to me. And that's been my change of focus. I mean, yes, I still don't want to get overweight or, most of my clients come to me because they don't, you know, they want to change that aspect of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But it just goes so much deeper. You know, it's
Yeah, it does have a nagging mental component, I guess, intellectual component, or in the heart component, maybe, that
yes,
you need to, that's where the work has to
your mindset
hit. Yeah.
Too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Absolutely. You do have to change how you think, and sometimes that's just not the first step.
Right.
Sometimes
that's a good point. Yes. It's just, sometimes, you know, yeah.
It's the action. Okay. I see it on TV and Facebook that I need to lose weight. And people are telling me, my doctor told me, I'm not comfortable in my clothes, whatever. So I'm going to lose weight. Mm-hmm. But then they take that first step and they call me. Maybe they come in and they start working out. And then they sort of realize, like, you know what? I just feel really great emotionally.
Yeah.
In addition to physically.
It's a little addicting. When you start to feel good,
yes,
and have that consistent energy, you want to have more of that.
Absolutely.
So take us through your customer. Why do they come to you, and what programs do you offer them?
Women come to me because they first tell me that mm-hmm. they want to lose weight,
yeah,
or they want to be healthy. Those are the two things that people say. Mm-hmm. But I think it really comes down to their confidence and how they feel.
We have a phone ringing in the background.
What the heck is this phone ringing? Somebody really wants to talk to Marie. They need you now, Marie. Listen, we'll give you Marie's contact information. You can get a hold of her after this. Believe me, it's worth it.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so those are the reasons they tell me. Mm-hmm. But I think deep down inside, people want to be happy and they want to feel good. Mm-hmm. And that could be the way. That's the start. That's the path for them.
And they're ready for that change. They're finally
ready.
Well,
by the time they call me, they usually are.
Yeah.
Not always, but, you know, you find that most women are by the time they actually call me and come in.
So do you have an ongoing commitment that we can be part of, like monthly, or do you have
how's my business
month
design,
program?
Yes. You
know
I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a membership-based program, so.
Okay. That's great.
It really is more of a relationship than, like, say, other big box gyms mm-hmm. in the area. And because I want you to succeed, so I want you to be accountable to me. And I want to know that you're going to show up, because I put a lot of energy into my clients. I put a lot of time and thought. Mm-hmm. So.
And it shows. Yeah. It shows in your business model.
Oh, thank
you. The way
you
do it. Yeah.
Thank you. You know, and they have to. So I'm committed to them, and I want them to be committed to me. So, in other words, a lot of people have experienced a group class. So I'm finger quoting, but a group class where they go in, they go to the local gym, and then they take an aerobics class or a step class, and there's the person up front teaching, leading, guiding, and they're going along, and then they leave. And then if that woman never goes back to that class, there's no connection, there's no love lost, there's no nothing.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
Yeah.
You can never come again. You can maybe never come again. Maybe you got hurt. Nobody knows. They just don't show up. But in my program, it is creating a training effect. We want you to get stronger and see the results, that you come in for. And that takes time, mm-hmm. and it takes consistency. And it's better for the client when they know that somebody's got their back, when somebody is there saying, well, Marie's expecting me. I better show up.
Yeah.
Or I told her I was going to do this, so I better do that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get that when you go to the Jazzercise class.
Yeah.
I don't.
You have a wall, I think, or is it a board that you have people write
on? Wait, hold on. So we're going to talk about that when we get back.
Okay. Thanks, Devin.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we're back. You're listening to Girl Boss with Devin LeCompte and Deb Hill filling in for Brooke Stellis, two wild and crazy ladies who are navigating the corporate world as leading ladies, also known as being the boss. So before the break, we were alluding to board. But before I get to that, I want to know where you're located so all our listeners can come visit.
How do we find you? I'm back now, guys, by the way. I got us all technologically figured out. So, how do we get a hold of you? Where are you?
I'm on Stengel Road in Flemington. You can find me at herfitnessnj.com. I'm on Facebook.
She's a beautiful webpage, guys.
Ooh, thank you. And I'm on Facebook, herfitnessnj, also.
Very easy to remember.
Yeah.
Okay, so this board, what is this board?
Are you talking about the win of the week?
Board? I think so. It's the thing. People are always posting wonderful things on it, things that in their life that have
That's what you're talking about. I have a whiteboard up, and every week I encourage all my clients to write a little something on this win of the week board.
Nice.
Because it's a reminder that they did something positive, they did something good. Because sometimes there are just those weeks that you didn't lose 3 pounds, that you didn't get enough sleep, that you didn't get enough water, and that you forgot to eat your vegetables, and you didn't get 5 workouts in, and you're feeling kind of crappy that you aren't doing everything right. And when you stop and think about it for a minute, that you went for a walk during lunch, oh yeah, I did that. Oh, you know what? I spent quality time with my daughter, my friend.
Power of positivity.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying about her business. You know, her business, it just exudes this can-do attitude that I just haven't seen
in fitness,
any other.
That is so important because every time I go to the gym, I don't go to the gym. We need to talk after this. It's tough, you know, and I'm always down on myself and I'm not strong enough and I'm not fast enough and I can't run for long enough. So having somebody there just to tell you that you can,
yes,
I think is so important. It's the accountability aspect of it and everything.
The accountability aspect of it, I think, is huge. It's one of the reasons, you know, besides reaching a certain goal, that women come.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and they also get down on themselves for that too. Because,
what?
Yes, because they think, oh, you know, they've got a basement full of, set up with equipment. And my husband goes down there. Yeah, my husband can go down there 3 days a week. He puts on his headphones. He works out. I just can't do it. And, I don't know what's wrong with me. And there's nothing wrong with you. Women work differently.
Yeah, we're all about relationships.
Women are all about relationships.
Yeah.
So, and
not our six pack or not our eight pack abs. It's not
that too.
Not really at my place.
Perfect.
Like, Not at my place. But I think that women don't give them enough credit, themselves enough credit for saying, you know what, I've got a ton of responsibilities in my life, and one of them is taking care of me. And if I need help doing that, if I need somewhere to go where I feel alive and, you know, enthusiastic, then that's okay. Because men work, men, you know, they work in this little box, right? They don't see the sock on the middle of the floor. They just step right over it. Women see the sock,
that is so
and they're like,
true.
Why aren't you picking up that sock every time you pick you step over it? Well, it's kind of the same thing. We have lots of boxes, and we see all of the stuff inside all of the boxes. Men only see the one box.
Mm-hmm. So, really interesting analogy.
Yeah.
So I think that just plays back into that we need the other women. We need to be in an environment where there's other people doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So even if the everybody's quiet, like, so for instance, very early in the morning, our first workout in the morning starts at 5:55, and everybody's like,
God bless you.
Most of those women are going off to work right away. That's mm-hmm. the only time they have.
Right.
So they just roll out of bed. Most of them went to bed later than they really wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're tired. So they're there. They're putting in the effort, the consistency. They're putting in, you know, their time to take care of themselves. And they don't necessarily want to chit-chat the whole time. They want to work. You
yes.
come in a little bit later, and people are a little bit more social. So it doesn't really matter that you're chit-chatty or not chit-chatty. You're going to find your space. You're going to find the people around you can be silently motivating to you or inspirational to you.
Mm-hmm. So with that, I mean, that early morning class, I know a lot of women that do try to strive for that. And I was talking to a girl today, this morning, actually, and she's like, yeah, you know, I woke up late and I didn't get to the first class that I wanted to get to at the gym. I'm like, ah, oh. I'm like, that's so, I'm like, but you win, right? She's like, yeah. She's like, I just went to the later one. I'm like, that's great. She's like, I know. I just wish I could have made it to the first one. How do you overcome stuff like that? I mean, because she gets so down on herself for not being there at the time that she wanted to be there, but she's still doing it. So I'm like, hey, like, you still went.
You know what? I think because it wasn't in her plan of action. So that's a personality type, too, that, you know, that's like, I didn't do exactly what was on the plan. Mm. And it's a form of, it's just so many women come in and say, well, I'm lazy or I'm, you know, not motivated. I'm like, and I say, you're not lazy. You just have 500 other things to do and you haven't figured out how to get them all in.
So do you have one-on-ones with everyone that comes in? Is that?
Yes, I do.
And I might have missed some of this. I'm sorry.
We didn't talk about it today, but when somebody's going to come in on an extended trial, because I do host events where people just come in and it's a one big event and we're, you know, very enthusiastic and excited and, you know, rah, rah. But if they're going to come in for an extended trial or a membership, they know they want, they're already coming, they're like, I'm coming. Then yes, I do an initial sit-down meeting with them, and we call it a success session because we find out about their goals, maybe some of their obstacles and barriers that they face, their history, their health history, their exercise history. We do a movement screen. We take measurements if that's, you know, what's in the, you know, what they...
goals?
Yes.
Now, and is this always done with you? Because you definitely have the credentials to be doing this, and a lot of times I'm worried, like, when I go into a gym, I'm going to be stuck with somebody that is like a brand new trainer, doesn't really know what they're doing. This success session and moving forward through your programs, they're with you, right?
Right now they are. I do all the success sessions and I do the screens. But these are trainable things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But that's wonderful that people know, you know, because I think part of being on the radio is getting to know you. So knowing, you know, now everyone that's listening, if they do want to come in, you are a real person. You are nice. You're friendly.
Thanks.
And it's easy to connect
yes.
with you. So
I
to come in, you know, don't be shy. Give her a call. Go in and at least sit down and have the,
yeah,
you know, initial.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I'm more than welcome to give a complimentary sit down with somebody. And so, you know what I have done in the past, too? Some women haven't exercised either ever or in decades, and they're very, very nervous about getting moving again, especially
okay.
in a group setting. It's very intimidating.
Sure.
Think about it. You're going into a group of women who are exercising, and they've got in their head, all these women are super fit. They're probably catty. They're going to make fun of me.
They're gonna
I don't
judge
have my
you.
Workout clothes. Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, women, they're not always so nice.
You know, we dress for other women. You know that. Yes. We don't dress for men. Yeah. Women dress for other women. Right? So everything's about the women in our lives. So I get your point. That's right. A really good point.
So, you know what I say? Just come in. You know what? Let's meet. We meet next door and we'll have a cup of tea. And we can just talk.
That's
and
awesome.
That way they can at least meet me in a one-to-one setting and not in the studio setting, so that it is a little bit more comfortable. And I have to say that I'm very, very proud to have the environment that I do, because my clients are absolutely wonderful. They are the best people. I'm just so proud of them all. And I always get choked up here because they're such good people, and I feel like I feel so fortunate to do what I do for a living and to be able to work with them. They're kind, they're generous, they're thoughtful, they're they are supportive of one another. They're really supportive, and they're so nice. And mm-hmm. I want that kind of environment.
Yeah,
that's my spot. I've got a safe spot kind of place. When I meet with them for the first time, I tell them about my values, my core values, mm-hmm. and I also have something that like an expectations of them, and we go over this.
That's good. It's always good to know.
Yeah,
what you're expecting when you walk in the door.
Yeah,
you know.
Yes,
and what they can expect from other people. Like everyone's got this, everyone's had this given to, like they all know this is what's expected when we come in this door. And
right.
You know, and a lot of it is about, comfortable. Right. Everyone's got the same rules.
Right. Know? And a lot of it is, it's not about how we lift and train. It is about personality and respect and those kind of things. So they know. Then they know where I'm coming from, and then they know, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about, if you don't mind sharing something about one of your challenges. As entrepreneurs, we face a lot of challenges. So building this business to what it is today has been a long journey, which I've had the joy of sharing part of.
A lot of.
And, you and I share a lot of things, but what have you found to be a challenge that you've overcome that may help a new entrepreneur?
Besides technology?
That could be the challenge.
Actually, tech is a lot of, it is very frustrating to me. I'm just not that side of the brain.
And you have this gorgeous website.
Have a lot of help.
Yeah. Okay, so you delegated.
Yes, you made my logo, Deb.
Yes, I did.
And it's beautiful.
But, oh, well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
We had a good time putting that one together, didn't we?
You know what? Yes. And without people like you, you know, somebody can't succeed. You need people.
Well, I didn't need to pat myself on the back.
No, I meant to. Yeah, because it does look great. But you sat down with me and we talked through it. And that's like, I need to speak. I need to talk and point. And you helped me with that. So that
good delegation is key to growing a business and scaling it up.
Yeah.
And, you know, being able to delegate and follow through and get
that takes practice.
Yeah.
That takes practice. I'm still in the very practicing stages of that.
Yeah.
With certain things.
Mm-hmm.
But I think one of the other, the biggest things is figuring out personal and business life. I couldn't shut it down. I couldn't shut it off. I still can't, but I'm much better. I really couldn't shut it down a number of years ago.
That's a problem. That's a challenge, not a problem. It's a good
challenge
to have because
it motivates
so
you. And well, it motivates, like if you have that energy and that passion to keep pushing through at 2 a.m. or 2 p.m. on a Sunday when other people are having fun, you know, you need that in the beginning, but it's draining. And I've learned to say,
Yeah, well, how did you learn that? And, you know, I have a story of my own, but it's not about me. I want to hear your story about what techniques you use to shut it off for a couple of hours, get some
power
sleep.
Power off is what I do. That's all I mean. Like, I don't necessarily, I can't shut off my mind so much with it, But it really is about, for me, not being, you know, shutting down.
Accessible to the world.
Yeah, like everybody now knows Sundays, you know, that...
Find a time and find a day where you can detach from technology and focus on yourself and your friends and your family as opposed to staying on the grind. Because it's not a bad thing to, you know, want to work all the time. But to find your personal time, whether you're designating, you know, maybe at the beginning it's only an hour a week. Mm-hmm. And maybe if you've been in your career for 10 or 15 years, it can be a whole weekend. But whatever's right for your business, I would imagine, is what it sounds like you're saying, at least.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
And yeah. I know you do have to get going. We don't have you for the full show today.
Yeah.
So to wrap it up, how people can get a hold of you. And if they wanted to start a class, what's the first step?
Reaching out to me. They can email me at marie@herfitnessnj.com. They can call me, which is on my website. They can hit that contact button in the website at herfitnessnj.com.
Nice.
They can message me through the Facebook page, and that is herfitnessnj. I think there's a bunch of herfitnesses on Facebook, but mine's in New Jersey, so you've got to.
Perfect. And it's, again, Marie Andy?
Marie Andy, yes. So that is my name.
And it's a brilliant pink logo, the her.
Yes, that's right.
So it's not some baby pink mamby-pamby color. It's,
but it's got that
there.
Cool, like, curve, right?
Yeah, it's
top,
curvy,
remember?
Like
so,
women
right.
should be.
Right.
So
that's my favorite part of
the
logo.
We will do our best to do you justice over the course of the next half hour of our show.
Okay.
But,
yeah.
It really has been a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming out and for talking with us.
You're very
welcome. I want to learn more now, so I might be calling you. This is a great little teaser for everyone, I think.
Absolutely.
There's so much more to know. And again, on her website, it's herfitnessnj.com, has some fantastic information. So thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, Marie. It's really nice having you.
Thank you. Yeah. It's good to see you.
And we're going to head out to the news.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is investigating whether to revoke the security privileges of five former Obama administration officials. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders explains why top secret security clearance may be going away for John Brennan, James Comey, James Clapper, Susan Rice, and Andrew McCabe.
The president is exploring the mechanisms to remove security clearance because they've politicized and in some cases monetized their public service and security clearances, making baseless accusations of improper contact with Russia or being influenced by Russia against the president is extremely inappropriate.
Today, President Trump spoke at a Made in America event at the White House.
I remember when I was growing up, I'd see Made in America all over the place. A little bit Made in the USA, but Made in America. Everything had Made in America. And we're starting that again. And it's happening again, as you know.
Your final numbers on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones was down 12 points. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Although the price of gasoline is up over 55 cents a gallon from last year at this time, motorists saw a decrease this week. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price at the pump is the lowest it's been in several months.
Well, it was a good week for motorists. The national average fell 4.5 cents per gallon from 288 down to about 283. We're staring at the lowest average that we've seen nationally since the beginning of May.
Hawaii still has the highest price at $3.75 a gallon, followed by California at $3.61. Then it was Alaska at $3.37. I'm John Clemens.
A new study by RentUp.com has named Chicago as the rat capital of America with a total of just over 50,000 rat complaints in 2017. The study compared complaints from Boston, Chicago, New York City, Washington, D.C., and found that Chicago topped the list with just over 1,800 complaints per 100,000 residents. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
Mechanical inspector Stephen Paul said he warned the company operating the now capsized duck boat in Missouri about massive design flaws and safety issues about a year before the accident happened on Thursday that killed 17 people and injured others. Paul shares one of the boat's major design flaws.
There's water coming up into the exhaust, and what's going to happen is the engine's going to seize up from having water in it, and then no propulsion, the boat's not going to move.
Paul, who served in the Army 6 years as a diesel mechanic, was hired by Ripley Entertainment to inspect 24 duck boats last year. Paul says he hopes at least there is something good that can come from this tragedy.
If anything good can come from this accident, it would be the two agencies, the Department of Transportation and the U.S. Coast Guard, come together and create some sort of standard for amphibious vehicles.
Just by a nose, there's a new number one at the box office. USA Radio Network's Wendy King tells us who did and didn't make it to the top spot.
The most watched movie over the weekend is not Mamma Mia.
Long time ago, different life.
Now you come back.
Yes, I'm looking for something.
Equalizer 2, starring Denzel Washington, edged out Meryl Streep and Cher in the Mamma Mia sequel. Coming in at number 3, Hotel Transylvania 3. Number 4, Ant-Man and the Wasp. Number 5 is The Incredibles 2, and number 6, Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
All right, today's weather, a high of 82, low of 72. We're going to keep getting those thunderstorms today, and it's going to be cloudy and sunny and cloudy and sunny. And then tomorrow we can look forward to a high of 82 and a low of 72 again. And we have a few showers remaining. But Wednesday, hang on to your hats. We're going to have showers and a heavier thunderstorm, a high of only 78, not reaching up into the 80s, and a low of 69. So keep your umbrella handy.
Deb, you'd be such a good weather person. You are such a good weather person. I love it.
Thank you. I know a good weather person. My good friend John Marshall. He's awesome. He lives in the area.
Is he going to come talk to us?
Oh, I could ask him. Hey, John, if you're listening, could you please come talk to us?
Call us. We're going to get you guys the phone number for us soon.
Yeah, he's amazing. He's quite an entrepreneur. He's got lots of experience in weather, man, being a weather, I don't know what you call it, weather person?
Wasn't Brooke Sellers?
Meteorologist.
Brooke, didn't you want to be a weather person? That's what we, I don't know, for one of our first shows is that she wanted to.
Really?
To do weather, yes.
Yes. I actually took a course in geography of disasters. That was my first semester in college. What a mess. I mean, I went back to college. I went to college back when, it was a disaster. Back when I had to stand in line for 3 hours. And then I got the courses that I got, and the person just handed it to me, didn't care who I was or whatever. It was like, if you want to get in a different class, you got to write to the teacher.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, I had no process for how to do that. They left me. So I took this geography of disasters course. It was awesome. That's twice I said awesome, but I really mean it. And it was tons of fun to do because I learned about tsunamis versus hurricanes and monsoons and earthquakes and all sorts of these really interesting geological happenings,
that's awesome.
Right?
That's awesome.
Yeah, I think that's what gets people into.
So is that why you're so good at telling us the weather now on air?
It's because I'm married to a landscaper. In the winter, he plows.
That must be it.
I'm a plow widow in the winter, so I watch that weather every hour.
Yep, absolutely.
Or more, like constantly.
Living in Hunterdon County.
Yeah, it's changeable. And they always stand. Sorry, weatherman, if you hear this, but you stand right in front of Flemington every time and point
so
to New York, you know? And I'm sorry, we're stuck with New York weather. The guys in Philly, they stand in
in front of New York City, and they talk about Philly, which is great because you can see the Flemington weather going on by, you know?
So anyway, New York weathermen.
New York weathermen,
up.
Just move to the right for a few seconds. Let us watch the weather pattern, then you can go back to the left.
So we had, unfortunately, she had to step out because she had an appointment that she had to run off to, but one of Deb's good friends, Marie Andy, was with us today. She is a certified strength and conditioning specialist and owns Her Fitness, which is a local fitness center here in Flemington over on Stangle Road, and does, I think it's personal training in groups. So it sounds like it's, and Deb has attended. We're going to try to do her as much justice as she can now that she's left, but Deb has attended a few of her classes.
Yes.
And it seems like to me, my interpretation of it is it's smaller groups where she has a one-on-one experience with all of everyone in the group.
She's very attentive to individual
needs and bodies.
Needs and, you know, how it's going, how the experience is going for the day. And she watches your progress without being invasive.
When I go to a yoga class and I know nothing about yoga, mm-hmm. she's actually going to tell me what I'm doing wrong. Does she do yoga? I'm making that assumption. But well, in general, I'm so scared that I'm going to do my exercises the wrong way, so I just don't do them at all.
Well, see, that's a good point because I've actually injured myself in classes with teachers who have not been attentive
20,
to my particular
people,
usage
more,
of my
40
body.
40 or 50 people in the class, and the trainer can't watch everyone.
Oh, yeah. To set the record straight, I know that Marie can do yoga and does do stretches and things that are like yoga.
Incorporates that
she
into
may
her
incorporate
class.
That into her
nice.
Class, but her class is not just a yoga, not the word just, but you know what I mean? It's not simply a
it's not only
based
a yoga,
on yoga
class. It's a lot more, yeah.
It's based on other things, and she may incorporate a few yoga moves in there. But
so what was your
that.
Experience?
So, my experience? It's she's very effective, and I had a great time. I think that was the, you know, every time I've gone, I've always totally enjoyed myself. And come out of there realizing I just had an exercise class and I just didn't feel like I had an exercise class. I thought I had this great time with a bunch of friends.
Yeah.
And
but it
she's
is
so
exercise. Like you do work, right?
Yeah, you do work. Oh my God, I did more push-ups
like
there.
I
or I guess they were maybe like little push-downs, you know, or whatever, than I've ever done in my
so
life.
So Deb is
and
the nutrition
done,
aspect, not necessarily the workout. The little push-down, okay.
Well, actually, I call them something else. I do a lot of yoga, and as you know, I do acro yoga, mm-hmm. which is the acrobatic form of yoga, which before we start our acro yoga, we do a whole yoga class.
Okay.
And then we finish with a whole Thai massage. That's a really long,
but that's
what
you
3 hours.
Do, not necessarily.
Right, that's what I do, so I don't know what to call it in Marie's things, but she's got great names for
nice.
Her, yeah. And they're names that I guess are used more broadly for working out. So if you go to another class, you'll know what the mm-hmm. instructor is going to say. But you know,
how physical is it? Because when I go to a gym, I actually want to know that I'm working out. Like I don't want to go and dance. I'm sorry, I don't want to go do Zumba and a bunch of dance moves and then, you know, leave the class and not feel like I worked out.
You want, you like, I hear you saying that you like weight training or you like to use your body in a way that
if I'm going to spend an hour working out, I want to know that I worked out.
Yeah. So she has different levels for each exercise according to your ability at the time they're doing an exercise. So if you can't do as much as the person next to you, that's okay. Because she has a different level. Like I can't do push-ups on... Believe it, all the work I do, I still can't do push-ups on my mm-hmm. feet, like a full-length push-up, because mm-hmm. I have a shoulder injury. And I have to do it a different way because we have to work
so
on
that. So
that's
why the one-on-one is so important, because
exactly.
she knows that. So
she
for
would
you
know.
Personally, she can adjust that,
yeah,
whereas everyone else is doing the regular push-up, but she's letting you know that you can go down.
Yeah, she's going to tell you, version. Like, Debbie, I remember you've got that shoulder thing going on. You know, you can't do it this way. You're going to have to work on it this way.
That's awesome. And how big was the group when you went?
I've gone to her some of her events, and then I've gone to a class or two that are smaller. Like, so she'll have, like, classes of 10 or 15 people for, you know, a regular workout, depending on the one you go to. Some times of the day, maybe more people. Well, and then she's got these big events that she does. She didn't get to talk about any of her events, but she does really fun events.
We can touch on her events, right? Because you've said that you've been to a couple.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We have our last commercial break, guys, so we'll be back in 2 minutes and 15 seconds. And listen to these messages. We'll be right back.
All right.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hey, we're back. Welcome back to Girl Boss with my co-host Evan and me, Deb Hill. And we are talking about Marie Andes, her fitness today. It was wonderful having Marie with us for a little while.
She was fantastic. She is such a sweet woman, and she really is so passionate about what she does. It's awesome.
She has this consistent passion. I don't know how to put it, but you know, mine goes like up and down.
Even like tonight, Deb and I are both down. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, we had weird days today, but it's going to get a lot better from this moment on. I said just because we saw each other.
Exactly. We've actually never done a show just you and me.
Oh, that's true.
We always had a guest, so it's weird. Like, Deb and I are actually talking and looking at each other. This is unless we're out for cocktails after this. This doesn't really get to happen too often. So I hope you guys are enjoying it.
Yeah, I do like our cocktail times, you know. We get to talk about all sorts of awesome
things.
So, yeah, but Marie's attitude is so consistent. And I think it's really important when you have her kind of business.
Oh my God, you have to motivate people all day, every day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you could see that she's all about her clients.
Mm-hmm.
She's all about them. It's not about her at all.
She was even getting emotional when she was talking about them. Mm-hmm. I mean, she really does care.
Them. Yeah.
That's awesome.
She loves them with a passion. She wants to see them live to their fullest potential. And it's not just the physical. I think she wants to see the whole person become the best person she can be.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she does specifically work with women, although she just had a family day. And the pictures are just amazing. You have to get on her email just to see these.
Are the pictures
videos
on Facebook or on her webpage?
They might be on her Facebook page.
Okay.
She does post that. She had a video of like her daughter and her husband doing push-ups together. Was it planks or push-ups? I forget. We're going to have to go find out.
That movement now that where families are getting their kids involved. I mean, in my personal opinion, there's definitely a limit to how involved a kid should be in fitness. But it's so important for them to, you know that they need to take care of their bodies as they grow older.
Using your own body weight is always a good gauge for strengthening your body.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that children under 13 should not be lifting heavy weights because their bones are what's called green.
And that makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, they're young and they can be bent. Not broken, but like a little bent.
But they still, you know, ligaments they still need to be able to support themselves.
Stretched.
So using your own body weight, that makes sense.
Yeah, using your own body weight in the way that Marie Andy does it. Oh, there we go again with the phone.
We have a mystery phone.
Sorry, guys. We don't know how to pick up the phone yet. We're going to learn that one soon. Did you try it?
I'm not touching it. We're going to talk to them. Sorry, guys. Facebook us.
Yeah. Yeah, or text us or something, you know. We're here. But yeah, so Marie has some great
Ways. People are talking to us on Facebook.
What are they saying?
My mom says, who is currently being interviewed? Mom, it's Marie Andy from Her Fitness NJ. We should go on their next family day. Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see what else we have.
I don't know what Marie has coming up, but she always has something planned. So
hi, Donna. It's good to know that you're listening. We miss you.
Hi, Donna.
Oh, and then there's Brooke and Amy. Hi, guys.
Oh, Brooke. Oh.
Hi, guys.
Hi, okay, Brooke.
So I'm sorry.
I love
so
you.
Yes, back to our wonderful Marie. She just did the family day, which you're going to go to the next one you were talking about.
Oh, totally. I am dragging Eugene. Yeah. Well, Eugene will just jump at the idea. And Max, I told you about Max. My son Max. He's like
one-handed pull-ups.
He does like I don't know. I said 40 earlier. I have no idea. I have to go home and ask
that's,
him.
And that's probably another really interesting challenge that Marie faces with her classes is because she was telling us, you know, she has one at like 5:45 in the morning and then one at, you know, later in the day, maybe at like 8. And again, all of this is on her webpage. I'm just going from our initial conversation with her before
we
got on
look
air.
Look it up. Yeah.
And, but she has a series of different classes and with having a variety of different women in each of these classes, it must be challenging for her to coordinate, you know, somebody that's just getting in versus somebody that's been doing it forever. And with these large group classes that are hosted by the gyms, I mean, that would be even more of a challenge. But since she does the one-on-one, since she knows who you are and what you're comfortable with and your level of fitness before you come in, again, like what you were saying, is she modifies the workouts depending on what your injuries are, depending on your level of activity and the time that you have.
So you know what I love about that? You get actual results in a much shorter time.
Yes.
You know,
results.
You're not just doing like a million sun salutations from my perspective, a million sun salutations and doing them wrong and not getting effective results.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're utilizing your body correctly. So you can only do 3 pushups. Who cares? You did them right.
Yeah.
You know, and now you're going to get results from that.
That's the type of environment that she nurtures too, mm-hmm. is, you know, just do what's right for you.
Yeah. So you can't do one sit-up. Who cares? No one cares next to you. They're busy with their own thing, you know. If they're going to tell you what to do, man, they're not busy enough.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I always figure. If you're going to tell me my business, then you need to get busier. So, but everybody's so friendly there. The people that come there are friendly. Who we got talking at us? Anybody?
We're good. Once that phone stopped ringing, people stopped talking to us. We will figure out how to answer that, guys, and we will get you the phone number because we would love to talk to you. So, Chris, if you're listening, Chris manages this for us. Let's get the phone number in here because we want to talk to people. It does tell us that we shouldn't have people call us. We should call them, but I'll screen you. We'll go to a commercial break so
yeah.
make sure that you're not gonna bash us on air. Don't do that.
One of the things I did want to touch on was nutrition, and Marie does take that into consideration
and
helps you with your nutrition to increase the effectiveness of your workout as well.
And she had you in there one day too for one of her events, right? Because Deb is, I don't know who all knows this, but you are a certified nutrition coach, right?
Yes, I'm a certified holistic health practitioner.
Okay.
And a nutrition-based health coach.
Mm-hmm.
So my focus is nutrition, and hers is the movement, but she has great education in nutrition as well. And we work well symbiotically. The two
mm-hmm.
of us. So she had me in there one day because my focus is women as well, and specifically menopausal women and women with IBS. So I help them come out the other end stronger, or the other side stronger. Let's put
mm-hmm.
it that way. That doesn't sound good.
Mm-hmm.
but the other side stronger. But when I went in there and it was just, I think it was like a opening for her new, she had moved now a number of years ago to where she is now. And we did some events to help people get to see where she's at and everything. So I brought stuff in, and it was very, very helpful. The women were just great.
Well, again, you know, when she tailors these programs to her clients, she knows what their needs are. And if she realizes that they, if they have a need for a nutrition specialist, she has somebody that she can bring in.
Yeah, if there's specific needs, a person has specific needs, you know,
outside of her, outside of her current specialties and knowledge.
But she's very effective. But she does those very effective.
Absolutely.
You should see her results. You guys have to visit
and
her
page.
And
she's highly educated too. Oh, I love on her page when she does the testimonials part of her webpage.
Right?
That looks great.
Yeah. Real women, real results. And it's just in a real
right
short time.
Right here in Hunterdon County, guys.
Yeah.
And one of my biggest things is, you know, I'll hire a coach or a personal trainer, and they don't understand that my body is not the same as everybody else's. So what works for them doesn't work for me. I can lose weight if I do cardio and I eat healthy, you know? And it's that simple. But people, my personal trainers, you know, they try to tack on all these things that might be good for me, but they don't take the time to actually get to know me.
Yeah, I did notice that. And that's why I really didn't. I've had personal trainers, but you need to connect with them on a deeper level.
Yeah.
They need to know your who you are,
why you're doing
busy,
what you're doing.
Your schedule is. Yeah, the why. Oh, my gosh. The why is like the basis of everything, the foundation of everything. We always need to know the why.
So Marie Andy is definitely the person to go to if you're looking for somebody that, you know, has that passion, that actually wants, really, truly wants to help you. She was telling us that she does have, you know, she's educated in this. She is fully certified, bachelor's of science in exercise science. She is a certified strength and conditioning coach, and she's has her, I guess it's a certificate in functional movement systems as well, because she has a movement board. She was talking about that a little bit earlier, which I'm really interested in learning more. There's so much knowledge that she has to share. Again, just to drop her
so
contact information again, it's going to be Marie Andy. That's MarieAnde, right?
Right.
Yeah. And it's Her Fitness, located in Flemington, New Jersey. And it's herfitnessnj.com, or you can find her on Facebook, Her Fitness NJ, or just give her a call. Reach out to, you know, her webpage and get the business line off of there and give her a call. And I hope you guys go check it out. Maybe I'll see you. Maybe Deb and I will see you at one of her next events. All right.
Sounds wonderful. Okay. So I guess we got to scoot. So I guess we will see you. Thank you for joining us on Girl Boss today. Whether you're a lovely lady looking to reinforce the women's supporting women movement, or you're a man who wants to equal the playing field, we hope you've enjoyed today's chat. Mark your calendars for next week's talk, Monday at 5 p.m. on Hunterdon County Chamber Radio. See you then.
Thanks, guys. Have a great week.
USA Radio News.
President Trump came out today and said he's very happy with the progress in talks with the denuclearization of North Korea. Also today, President Trump has been tweeting about Iran, and some of the threats have been going back and forth between the Iranian president and President Trump. Congressman Lee Zeldin said there's one thing we need to remember when dealing with Iran.
We want to reassume a position of strength. The military option is real. We say we can't be silent, not because we want war, but because we want to prevent it. And that was one of the mistakes that was made in the past, was that we were allowing Iran in their streets, on their holidays, in their parliament, to be talking about destroying America.
Today at the White House, President Trump hosted a Made in America Day. Small business owners from across the country were invited, and the president talked about what he's doing to help small businesses.
To give you a level playing field, we've cut record numbers of regulations. In the history of our country, nobody's cut more regulations than me.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER or go to Cenogenics.com.
Salvage operators resurfaced a duck boat today that sunk last week during a severe thunderstorm, killing 17 people. Pam Smith lost her husband in the storm.
He says it's not good, Pam. I told him I loved him. He told me he loved me. And I asked him to take care of the kids.
New cardiac research could have you making some changes to what you eat. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the study.
This latest heart study done by researchers at National Jewish Health in Denver finds mushrooms and green beans appear to be very beneficial to your heart. There's a question mark about dairy products, though. The study also finding that tea, coffee, and alcohol in moderation appear to be okay, but those energy drinks should be avoided. According to Dr. Andrew Freeman, he led the study and said the energy drink.